To say it simply, Baltimore's current zoning code is an analog watch in a digital world. It was last updated in 1971 when the focus was on cars. People wanted to be able to drive around the city. The times and the culture have changed since then. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake, who was first elected to the city council in 1995, says an update to the code is certainly long overdue.
When I first got on the council, we'd have so many issues around zoning because our zoning code was so outdated.
In 2013, people are looking towards cities again, wanting to live in places that are within walking distance to work, shopping, and entertainment. With that in mind, the mayor says the current rezoning process, called Transform Baltimore, is people-driven.
When you hear that a lot of the millennials aren't even getting their driver's license because they want to rely on public transportation, they want to rely on bikes, they want to rely on being able to live in a walkable community.
The trend of cities looking towards transit-oriented development has been getting increased attention over the last 10 years. It's a strategy some say favors Baltimore.
The mayor's goal of attracting 10,000 new families to this city can really be helped along by smart policy decisions that make the city's downtown and various neighborhoods more attractive to potential residents.
Eric Zimmering is an assistant public policy professor at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. He says people no longer want to drive to several different places during the day. They prefer to live in neighborhoods where their jobs, shops, grocery stores and restaurants are within walking distance.
Baltimore will benefit from thinking about how to keep residents satisfied and happy within the individual neighborhoods rather than requiring them to get into their cars and drive throughout the city to meet their different daily needs.
But the trend towards mixed-use zoning, where residential, commercial, and office uses could be next door to each other or in the next block, is nothing new, according to Professor Zimmering. He says cities are simply returning to what made them successful more than a century ago.
If we look at the historic roots of our cities around the United States and around the world, cities that are strong often provide good places to live that integrate work, life, and entertainment.
A pedestrian-friendly city fits not only with Transform Baltimore, but with Healthy Baltimore 2015, the city's health policy agenda as well. Mayor Rawlings Blake says planners are considering health aspects such as sidewalks and green spaces in all of their planning decisions.
Are the sidewalks conducive to exercise, and do we have green space that invite activity? That's, you know, part of the transform process, but also part of the Healthy Baltimore, the health and all approach that we take to new development.
Public hearings on the plan, which began in late September, will continue through this month. Afterward, the mayor says, the City Council's Land Use and Transportation Committee will consider hundreds of amendments. Rawlings Blake says she hopes the process will be complete by the middle of next year and that the next update comes sooner than 40 years from now. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.